Aircheckdownloads.com.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 10:30.
Radio 1. The best sound in Britain. It's Radio 1.
Radio 1, quiet change.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
James Bond.
FM Stereo. Radio 1.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
I 97 to 99 FM from the BBC. This is Radio 1. Oasis, a top song which live forever. Before that, James and Tomorrow. Before that, Moby with the James Bond theme. And before that, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Love for Roller Coaster. Well done to Janet Jenkinson and Newton Abbott. Woohoo! Who wins the Ian Brown and Stone Roses back catalogue. There's two more to give away tomorrow and Friday. But now we continue with Radio 1's greatest hits.
97.
99 FM.
Radio 1.
You gotta be fortunate.
The savior of early morning radio, Chris Moyles. I said Chris Moyles. Make sure you remember his name before I come around there and slap you like a fat freak.
I got key, to
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1 with Radio 1's greatest hits, Urban Cookie Collective, The Key, The Secret. One more song to go on the greatest hits before 10 o'clock and then we start the show of shows.
The update. Radio 1's movie update.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode. Tonight on the movie update.
The update on Radio 1.
In 1976, a small man from Brighton invented a breakfast cereal that would change the world forever. He wrote to Kellogg's, who bought the recipe off him for a staggering £4 million. From there, the man went on to invent cheese, potatoes, glass, and those key rings that beep when you whistle. But what is this man really like? How does he think the way he does? Where are his plums? Find out in Mike Smith, The Legend, tonight at 9 on BBC Two.
The station of the nation, Radio 1.
It's 10 o'clock!
One!
Sorry? Right, marvelous! New music! First!
Radio 1.
Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a man called Brian sat down on some nettles and hurt his bottom. For years, he struggled with the pain in his backside until a large man gave him advice on how to ease the pain. 12 years later, the man has returned home. And here is that man, Chris Moyles.
I searched all over, could not
frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Moyles. His ongoing mission to seek out better time slots, become more attractive to women, to boldly drink where no man has drunk before.
How do?
Hello, here we are. Wednesday morning, it's the 15th of April. I am Chris Moyles, the saviour of early morning radio. Once again, fitting in for His Holiness, the Mayo Tiff. We're here till midday, and then Wonder Woman Jo Wiley at 12 o'clock. But let's not talk about her. I've just started my show. Got to talk about me for 2 hours. there's any time left, we'll talk about her. Had a good night last night. Went to see Ben Elton recording his new TV show, which was very, very funny. I'll talk about that later. I was also on a boat yesterday. My friend lives on the boat, and I went on his boat, and I steered his boat, which is not a euphemism, by the way. I did actually, literally, steer his boat down a big, dark tunnel. The last bit was a euphemism. So on the show today, on this gay in history, true or false, Robin Nelson's guest and punchline, our Tony, and the 11:30 drink break. All that coming up this morning
on Radio 1.
If you have anything to add to the show, by the way, 0500 110 100, feel free to call us. We don't do requests. We don't do dedications, right? But if you think that you can add something to today's programme by calling us, feel free. 0500 110 100. As I play this record now, I'm now making my way to the bar. I just stop to give some gorgeous blonde girl a cuddle and a kiss. And then continue to the bar again. Thank you.
Ocean Colour Scene, Radio 1.
The Riverboat Song.
I'm bored of it now. It just keeps going on and on and on and on, so I can't be bothered to finish it. Hello, good morning, hi, how are you? Especially if you're a local radio disc jockey who's just finished their local radio breakfast show and you're tuning into our show to see how we're getting on. Well, we're getting on fine, thanks for your concern. And it's a special treat for you, Corner Shop!
Thank you. Yeah, you were right about it wearing off.
No, it's good. You'll be laughing later. Ready? Corner Shop! See, you're laughing there.
Yeah, but you're doing a visual gag for me.
No,
that's
I'm not. I'm just playing a song. that's my lovely producer, Ben, by the way.
Hello.
Ben is in his mid-20s.
I wish.
Mid to late.
Yeah.
Single.
Yeah.
Not through his own choice, but let's not go into that. And is looking for good loving from a woman. Or a grateful old man with no teeth. I mean, he's not fussy. He'll go for anything. Has been known to pop around to George Michael's ever so often.
I have not. Don't make it up. Go there for a comedy, you know, easy gag.
Okay. Has been known to stay at home all night because he has nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's more like it, yeah.
See, now I'm just... That just makes you sad and pathetic, so I'm trying to increase your respect.
That's all right. I mean, just because I was, you know, ate fish and chips on my own last night and watched Kavanagh QC, I mean, you know, while everyone else was at showbiz gigs and bashes, you know. Do you think that's where I'm going wrong?
Where have you been for the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, New Zealand, bungee jumping, whitewater rafting.
Yeah, I've been working here for 2 weeks in the bloody cold and rain, so shit your face. So, on the show today, on this gay in history coming up, true or false, Robin Nelson's guest of punchline and the excellent You Know It, You Love It, You Can't Live Without It, Our Tone feature. just after 11 o'clock today. Fantastic. 11:33, drink break at 11:33. Three records, one of them has a connection to a drinking, and while we play those records, I strip completely naked, just like the man of the Diet Coke commercial.
It's 11:30, Diet Coke break.
No, you're not. You come to see a great big muscly man take his clothes off. That's what you're doing. Sexist commercial should be taken off the air immediately. I mean, for example, here's the argument, right? If you had a load of blokes going, it's 11:30, it's 11:30, it's 11:30, scratching the groin, that kind of thing, lighting their own farts, and then some voluptuous, big-breasted woman with blonde hair without a top on and a big, tiny bra with the breasts wobbling started cleaning the windows, there'd be an outrage. Oh, but because it's a topless man, nips and everything's showing, and some ugly women watching him, it's allowed. That's an outrage. I want to see female window cleaners topless with great big pendulous breasts while I sit there drinking Foster, smoking a fag and touching my legs. That's what I want to see. That's a fair commercial for the television. I think that'll happen, though.
And it goes a little something like this.
Radio 1 is proud to present Creamfields. Keep it locked to Radio 1 for any more information on Creamfields.
Bridlington and Sheffield.
National Radio 1.
0500 1700 if you have anything to add to today's show. Preferably no jokes, right? Because we don't do jokes. Because people tell you a joke and it's not really funny. So no offence, but no jokes. If you have anything interesting to tell us, 0500 1700. Call now and be part of the show that is the thing that you're listening to.
You only see what your eyes want to see.
Aircheckdownloads.com.